Detroit woman says she woke up to pastor peeing on her on plane. A well-known pastor from North Carolina is accused of relieving himself on a sleeping woman in the backseat of a Delta plane as she returned to Detroit from Las Vegas. Well, I'm kind of confused by... Well, it's like they only have one seat in the back. That's what this article kind of makes it sound like. But anyways, just nitpicking.
I don't know how they're doing planes now that you mentioned that.
I don't either. I've seen videos and it's just, it's weird. Like they're packed, everybody's in there and they're all wearing masks, but whatever. Alicia Beverly had just spent a great time in Vegas and could not wait to get home Monday night. They were on a red eye flight. Pretty much everyone was asleep, including her. Alicia said she was curled up in the back seat next to her sister when suddenly she woke up to the feeling of being urinated on.
But don't you kind of expect that in Vegas, though?
Well, but
like, I don't feel like she got the full Vegas experience. So now this guy's like, hey, you know what? You didn't get peed on in Vegas. Let me just do it here on the plane before we land back home.
And I like how apparently she immediately, as soon as she woke up, she was like, I'm being peed on.
Well, the other thing is, like, I also love two cities that are involved with being peed on, Vegas and Detroit, which I bet you the Venn diagram of people being peed on is rather big, so to say. So she goes on to say, it felt warm, like, on the side of me, I felt something warm. In her sleeping haze, right at eye level, she saw something very unexpected. I jump up. And I see his private area out. And I screamed, and that woke everybody up, Alicia said. By the time I actually looked at him, and I see him shake himself off. And I'm like, this man just peed on me.
And he's a well-known pastor in Detroit?
In South Carolina, they say.
North Carolina. Yeah. I mean, does it really matter between North or South Carolina?
Yeah.
Well, I looked, and there was a puddle of pee in the seat. She screamed and got the attention of everyone on the plane, including an off-duty officer who rushed over and restrained the man, a well-known pastor from North Carolina. According to sources, the pastor had an apparent reaction to a sleep aid. Uh-huh. He didn't say anything the whole time he was standing there. Alicia said being treated like a bathroom, she sat in those wet clothes for several hours.
Several hours before.
So the guy was on Ambien and Pete just decided he was going to pee on her.
Apparently,
I guess, but I mean, dude, like, okay, so I bet you flying from Detroit to Vegas is just a little bit longer than flying from Dallas to Vegas.
A few hours.
Yeah, did this happen like right after like they took off and he's just like, oh, I got piss on this lady.
Maybe he was trying to be like that guy. Who's that guy, Kenneth Copeland? Who's all like,
Creepy
pastor. Yeah.
The wind of God. So maybe that's what he was doing. I urinate.
The rain of God.
I couldn't think of anything else. I think I screwed it up with I urinate.
The golden rain of God.
I pee. The rain of God.
The pastor.
COVID-19. COVID-19.
I rebuke thee.
He was just trying to protect her. What's wrong with that? I see nothing wrong with any of this.
Protector with P.
We should have done was figure out what church he was from and listen to his sermon that following week.
Oh, I bet you. I bet we
you know, there was a story about me.
And P.
And P.
And COVID-19. So, the pastor was taken into custody but hasn't been charged yet. The FBI handles incidents in the air. And they will make a decision on charges.
Could you imagine being that dude of the FBI? Yeah, we got a case for you. What is it? Well, the pastor pissed on a lady on a plane? Like, son of a bitch.
Yeah, I would love a case like that if I was an FBI guy. I mean, you don't have to deal with murders or fraud or anything like that.
I don't really think you sign up for the FBI to go check out people getting peed on.
Did you guys watch that McMillions documentary?
Mm-mm. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
The real hyper guy, he would have loved a case like this.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Like the guy that got this case is probably just 2 months graduated from Quantico. So Like, it's like, man, all right, right. I'm ready to get my law enforcement career going. All right, here you go. Here's the big one.
And when they do a Netflix documentary on this case 20 years from now, and they interview the guy, he's gonna be like, man, I had a paperwork on my desk, and I got this case in. I said, this is it. This is what I've been waiting for. This is why I went 6 months in the law enforcement training.
The FBI. Okay, so yeah, Alicia naturally is filled with anxiety. Okay,
and urine.
I left work yesterday because I couldn't stay, but I had to tell them why I needed to leave. Oh, it was a lot. My anxiety was really high, literally. Since then, I've only gotten 4 hours of sleep. So I bet you she was like walking by the men's room.
Maybe she should take that Ambien.
She's got PTSD. Yeah,
she can just smell the men's room.
PTSD.
Like, PTSD.
That's great.
PPTP. Okay, that's too much.
If that's not in the article anywhere, someone should get fired because that's a great, that's a missed opportunity. She has PTSD.
So here she said she's grateful the officer who is there took charge of the pastor and something is being done for his actions. The pastor's camp has decided not to comment on the story.
Why not?
So I don't know, but also I've always wanted to be a person that has. Well, I also want to be a person that has a camp. Like, are you guys my camp or am I in your camp?
Yeah,
or
if you pee on somebody and they go and interview your camp, we would say
no comment.
Yeah, of course he did it. Spider would say no comment. I'd be like, yeah, of course he did it. He was trying to protect her from the COVID. What do you do when you get stung by a jellyfish? You pee on it. What happens if you go to Vegas and people breathe on you? You pee on it in order to protect you from the COVID.
Yeah.
I saw that on a YouTube video and I was looking at how to fix my leg.
Oh, dude, maybe somebody should have peed on your leg after you broke it.
So there's been a little bit of an update.
Oh, no.
The pastor stepped down after being accused of urinating on that woman. So we can't find out what his sermon sounded like.
Well, that's just sad. Can't pee on people on planes.
I don't know why he just couldn't say it was Ambien. Like, what guy in their right mind would just pee on somebody? You know what I mean? It was probably just people do stupid stuff on Ambien all the time. Just be like, I shouldn't have taken the Ambien. I did it. It is what it is. Why are you stepping down? Everyone makes mistakes. It's not like you were in your right state of mind when you did it.
Yeah, that's wild. I would have definitely denied it.
Here we go.
I would have trumped up some like mental episode.
Yeah, the cops don't believe the sleep aid thing.
Ambien story?
Yeah, they had they did a drug test apparently. Or no, breath test, sorry. Oh, he was drunk.
Oh, he was drunk. Oh, okay. Yeah.
0.175.
Listen, we've all been there.
Content.
What was his BAC?
0.175.
Okay. Yeah, he was feeling it.
Apparently.
We've all been there.
Piss on someone.
We've all been, you know, to the point we've all been to Vegas. On a plane, drunk, heading back, and we want to pee on somebody. We've all been there. It's a common mistake.
I'm pretty sure I've been either peed on or pissed on someone at Vickery Park and don't remember.
Oh, 100%.